Steve and Marcy throw a nice party, don't they?
Well, it would have been nicer if we were actually invited. Oh. You know, Peg, I didn't like those people very much. Bunch of boring bankers. They just kept staring at me.
Well, you did overflow the toilet and not tell anyone.
Well, I don't tell anyone when I do it here. But you gotta give me credit. I did try to liven things up.
Well, you know, I don't think a banker's party is the right place to stand on the buffet and yell, "Hey, let's wet down the wives' T-shirts and rate their hooters."
You'd have won.
Well.
Hey, but for once, I gotta agree with Steve. This is the last party I'm ever going to at their house. But at least we get to take home the leftovers.
Excuse me, Al, but the party just started. I'll need the food back.
Oh, sure, Marge. Achoo!
Oh, well, that's okay. I suppose you need it more than I do. Achoo! I'll just find some ginger snaps.
Well, Dad, we got the gas like you told us to. Don't worry, I don't think anyone at the party saw us. They were too busy watching Buck mount Mrs. Vandergilder's fur coat.
Can you believe that all this came from one Rolls Royce? Oh, hi, Mrs. Rhodes. Guess what? One of your guest's cars sprung a leak, and, young Bud and I thought that it was a fire hazard. So luckily, we happened along with these gas cans and once again saved the day.
Damn vandals. I think they keyed the cars, too.
Mom, why can Buck have the coat upstairs and I can't have boys in my room?
Because that coat can't get pregnant.
Obviously, neither can Kelly.
That was my boss's Rolls. Give me that gas, you little pirates. Peggy, please. Talk to them.
Kids, you know the speech. You did a bad thing. Don't do it anymore. Okay, fine.
Kel, this is it. Last time I'm working for Dad. From now on, I go solo.
Much like at Lover's Lane?
No. Our kids are growing up so fast. It seems like only yesterday they were only stealing from us.
Al, your dog went on my carpet.
Well, in a manner of speaking, so did Al.
Well, you know, since we're all throwing stones here, we were really hurt not to be invited.
It was just an oversight. No hard feelings, I hope. Let's go, Marcy. I want to get my fortune read by the psychic we hired.
I hope I'm not intruding.
She is incredible. Did you sense our presence here?
No, I sensed you were leaving the party without paying me.
Oh, no, Madam Olga, of course not. But as long as you're here, I haven't had a chance to get my fortune read.
Steve, please, I really think we should do this back at our house.
No, please. Sit down. I feel very strong vibrations here.
Did you leave your toy running under the couch again?
No, it's in the shop. It's being turbocharged.
Ah, I see a death.
Oh, no.
But it will bring you your life's wish.
All right. Honey, you have to do this.
No, I don't, Steve. With all due respect, I don't really believe in superstition. It's a refuge for small minds.
I'll go. You sense a death for me that will bring me my life's wish?
Let me see.
Ah.
An unexpected windfall will come your way.
But no death?
Leave me.
All righty. Go next, Al. This is fun.
Feet.
Is that in the cards?
No, I smell your feet.
Well, I smell cheap scotch on your breath. Read me my fortune. What else do you sense?
Unfortunately, I see good fortune for you. Something linked to the color green.
Huh? What do I have that's green?
Your teeth?
Can I have a death like Steve?
No, that's all I see.
Come on, Marcy, your turn.
No, I really shouldn't.
Oh, go on, Marcy. It's fun. Good things are happening for everyone.
Okay, but I don't know what good it will do. I've already met my tall, dark stranger. What do you see for me?
I see nothing, Mrs. Rhodes.
Hey, who's the guy on the card with the noose?
No one, really. Could you pay me now?
What? What is it? I have to know. It's good, isn't it? Everyone else's is good.
Well, you could interpret it as good. Misfortune, betrayal, disaster, tragedy. But those words could mean anything.
Oh. Well, like I said, I don't really believe in this stuff. Thanks, Steve. This is fun. I'm going to die. But you three will have good luck. You know, it's funny. I wanted to hire a caricaturist, but Steve thought that might upset people. You were so right. This is much better. Let's party.
Come on. This is a con artist, a fake, a charlatan. So good things are going to happen for me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Mars.
Hi, Peggy. Look, I'm still alive. I told you that fortune teller didn't know what she was talking about. I've already forgotten what she said to me. You know, misfortune, betrayal, disaster, tragedy. Anything good happen to you?
Hey.
Thank God.
See, you can't take these fortune tellers seriously. They just make up stuff.
Mrs. Bundy?
Yes?
I found your husband's wallet in the parking lot at the mall. Oh, it's all there, ma'am. I didn't take anything.
Oh, you know, he will be so happy to hear that there are still some honest people left in the world. Oh, thank you.
Excuse me, but I came all the way over here on my own time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you believe it, Marcy? A windfall, just like the gypsy said.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Marcy. Nothing bad ever happens to you. You're the luckiest person I know.
Peggy, do you have a cat?
No, why?
Oh, just wondering.
Peg, guess what happened? You remember that fortune teller Sid Green? Well, I saw this horse, Gang Green, running in the third race today. He went off at 20-1, and I won $200. That fortune teller really knew what she was talking about.
I'm going to die.
Oh, Marcy. I'm sure she was wrong. Steve was the only one she went into detail with, and nobody has died yet.
Guess who just kicked the bucket? Only the man with the best parking space at the bank. Meet the new man with the best parking space at the bank. He always said I'd get that space over his dead body. See you at the funeral, Simpson. Boy, that gypsy sure knew what she was talking about.
She sure did. I won $200 on a horse.
Yeah, and I got the best guy in the whole world.
So we're all winners.
Oh. Why is everyone looking at me?
Because you're up next.
Smooth, Al. Don't you think she knows disaster is going to happen to her?
Yeah, maybe it's not even safe to have her in our house.
Oh, no. I'm not taking her to my house. I don't even want her around my parking space.
Well, aren't we the merry widower?
Oh, buck up, cupcake. Daddy has a piece of good news he's been saving until you were at your lowest.
Well, just how low would you like me to get, Steve? Shaking? Vomiting? Perhaps if an eye dropped out. Give me the news.
Your boss, Mr. Vandegelder, called. And of all the employees at your bank, he wants you to accompany him when he makes his keynote speech at the Women in Banking Convention.
Really? Me? I'm so honored. Ha! I spit in Madame Olga's eye. Stupid gypsy. Glad I stopped payment on her check. Let her rot in hell because I'm going to the top. Where and when, Steve?
Tomorrow night, 7:30, New York City.
I love New York City. If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. How am I going to make it there, Steve?
On a plane. You're flying.
So that's how you're going to die.
I'm not going to New York, Steve.
Well, honey, it's good for your career.
No, Steve. Spiraling down to Earth in a fiery hell is not really good for my career. I know what's going to happen. The plane will crash in the ocean. Then we'll all scamper for lifeboats. I'm little. The big girls will push me aside like they did in school during fire drills. I remember those drills. Orderly exit my ass. They trample me like peanut shells on the floor of a cheap bar.
Marcy, you can't refuse your boss.
I hate my boss, Mr. Vanderduty. Of the Daughters of the American Revolution, Vanderduties. Not a hell with my career.
Steve, let me talk some sense into her. Marcy, you're worried over nothing. There's no ocean between here and New York. Worst thing that can happen, you hit a mountain and disintegrate.
Oh, honey, all that wisdom, and yet we live amongst the common people.
Marcy, you're acting like a baby. Millions of people fly every day. Be strong. And buy insurance.
Insurance? Yes. As a matter of fact, I'll take insurance with me.
Won't it burn in the wreck, sweetie?
I don't mean that kind of insurance, Vulture. Taking you with me. All of you. You're having good luck. Nothing can happen to you. So we'll all fly to New York together. We'll pay.
Oh, Al! We're going to New York! Free!
Well, I guess if it'll make you feel safer, we can afford 4 coach tickets.
Excuse me here, Steve. Bundys don't fly coach. We fly first class or we don't fly.
Done.
First class? I thought I'd have to wait for my second husband to fly first class.
Miss Rhodes?
Yes, Mr. Vandergelder?
Once we're in the air, I'll want coffee. They have flight attendants for that.
I like it when you get me coffee.
Yes, Mr. Vandergelder.
And Miss Rhodes, I just finished reading my speech that you wrote. I don't like it. Would you please redo it and make more references to me and to my tremendous commitment to the women's movement?
Yes, Mr. Vandergelder. God, I hate him. I'd like to punch him right in the middle of his fat face.
Miss Rhodes.
Yes, sir?
Once we're in New York, would you pick up a little gift for my wife?
Yes. Perhaps a picture of you and your old army buddy. How you doing over there, Fluffy?
How am I doing what?
Start spreading the news. Now, what do you think, Peg? Could we live in that VIP lounge or what?
Oh, well, probably not. He threw us out after you overflowed the toilet.
Oh, Peg, you gotta see this. Look at those poor slobs back in coach sitting like cattle.
Now, that's not nice.
Boy, the seats are big up here in first class.
Hey, Mars. Should you check out the old guy sitting next to his granddaughter over there?
Oh, Peg, come on. She's probably just his personal flotation device.
Excuse me, sir. Please buckle your seatbelt. Excuse me. Is the pilot any good?
Oh, he's fantastic. His hands are gentle, but oh, so rough.
I meant, can he fly the plane?
How would I know?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain, John Canyon.
That's it? No, have a pleasant flight? No, we won't crash? No, Marcy Rhodes is not going to die?
Hey, Mars, you're a little loud over there. Now, listen, you're flying first class. Let's act like you've done this a couple of times before. Hey, waitress!
Sir, we have some complimentary in-flight slippers if you'd care to take off your shoes and relax.
Hey, stewardess, go around for everybody. I mean, it's free up here, isn't it?
Feeling better, honey?
Fine, fine. Not dead or anything. I told you that gypsy fortune teller was just a bunch of hooey.
This is your captain speaking. We're starting our initial descent over... Whoa! Frank, turn off the intercom. We're going down. What are we going to do? You know I stink at landings. You took the test for me. Give me some change and turn the intercom back on. I'll just lie to the passengers. We're encountering a little mild turbulence. So for your safety, fasten seatbelts, extinguish all cigarettes, and... Ah, what the hell, light up.
Peggy, this is it! We're going down!
Hey, hey, Paula, I want to marry you.
Hey, hey, Paul, I want to marry you too.
Steve, I just want you to know I love you. And if only one of us has to go, I hope it's me. Don't you feel the same way?
That's what you want. I hope it's you, too.
Miss Rhodes, the speech is still unacceptable. Do it over before we land.
Can you believe this guy?
Miss Rhodes, get me a pillow.
I'm going to die in a blazing furnace, and he wants a pillow. You fat pig! I work my fingers to the bone for you. I'm a bank manager, damn it, not your handmaiden. But do you appreciate me? No. It's always, get me coffee, write my speech. Here comes my wife, pretend Fluffy's with you. Well, I'm sick of it.
And I'm sick of you, Vander Duty. I've done a lot of low things for you, but when I meet my maker in a few minutes and he asks if I've done anything good, I'll say yes, I did this. I'm ready to die.
Well, we seem to pull out of that one. I'm happy to say we're on our final approach to JFK and we'll be landing in 10 minutes. I hope you enjoyed your trip.
We're gonna live!
We can't! You said we were gonna crash! Now you say we're not! What kind of a pilot are you? Steve, I'm never flying this airline again. Steve, what have I done? I'm ruined. This is what the gypsy meant. Disaster. The end of my career. When he regains consciousness, I know his first words will be, "You're fired."
I wouldn't worry about it. Play your cards right, you might even get a promotion.
I split his lip like a bunny, Steve.
Yes, but you know something about Mr. Vandegelder that Mrs. Vandegelder doesn't.
What's that?
The fluster.
I got you to hold my hand.
I got you to understand.
I got you, na 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 na.
I got you, na 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 na. I got you, babe. Babe. I got.